Hey, hi, hello. I'm Natalie, and this is the first post of SideQuests. How my favorite mortician helped me break my UX design block. If the phrase, my favorite mortician, is one that you cannot relate to, I completely understand. I'm going to ask that you trust me and stick around for a bit, though. One of the most common bits of advice that I've heard in the UX, UI product design world is to write things to get your name out there. Post things that people can repost. So I've been watching as article upon article shows up in my LinkedIn feed or my Medium alerts. It's frequently been a scene of reworded and reprocessed bits on the top tools to use, standard design tips, an occasional case study, and a peppering of UX is dead. Some of them are wonderful and very helpful. I would never want to indicate otherwise. They just aren't me. It's not a voice that I have. I love to write, but what place does my voice have in these feeds? What can I say that doesn't just add to the repeating of the top 40 greatest hits? Will my voice be too weird? It weighed on me. I continue to push that action item to the following week, every week. On the topic of voices, I should note that I tend to always be listening to something while working. Podcasts have been my go-to for listening while I work on design projects for as long as I can remember. But if I have to concentrate on words, whether it's reading them or writing them, then it's a music playlist that's going on. It's just how my brain works. This year, I decided to up my reading game. Returning to a pastime consistently that I have long loved was a bit of self-care for me. It also reminded me that audiobooks exist. So I've swapped out some podcasts for audiobooks here and there. Last week, while I was finishing a UI kit for an app that I'm head of UX for, I found myself listening to Caitlin Doughty's From Here to Eternity, Traveling the World to Find the Good Death. Long before we launched the podcast Bones and Bobbins, a historical podcast that delves into creepy, crafty, true crimey, little curiosities, I've been a member of the Order of the Good Death and a fan of Caitlin Doughty's. Caitlin is, as you may have guessed, my favorite mortician. In 2011, she founded the death acceptance organization, Order of the Good Death, whose mission is to build a meaningful, eco-friendly, and equitable end of life. She has also popularized the term death positive. All of this boils down to believing that cultural censorship of death and dying does more harm than good. That open discussions about death should be accepted as natural human curiosity. That families should have full rights to care for the bodies of their loved ones without intervention from funeral businesses. And that end-of-life care should be diversified and performed in ways that cause less damage to the environment than our current practices. It also strongly encourages participants to speak to their families about their own end-of-life wishes, even if they're young and healthy. It encourages people to express their feelings about death through art, and it's critical of the commercialized funeral industry. In short, destigmatizing death. Honestly, I was surprised I had found a book of hers that I hadn't read yet. As I was eyeball deep in creating components for multiple atomic elements, her voice took me around the world one funeral at a time. It was when she landed in Japan that something just clicked. I don't know if it's my love for Japan. I took 7 years of language in high school and college, and I'm still in touch with my high school sensei, my fondness of Buddhism, or what exactly sparked it. My mind immediately drew a connection to her words and UX design. My brain went positively giddy. The combination of things I have loved most in my life just seemed to light the way. In addition to my favorite mortician, Japan and Buddhism, I also heard the voice of my elementary school art teacher, Mr. Pierce, quoting El Greco, "Art is everywhere you look for it." My college color theory professor constantly quoting Saul Bass, "Design is thinking made visual." And my old boss, Steve, "Everything that exists has a design." This all doesn't just apply to graphic design or fine art. This absolutely applies to UX, UI product design. I found where my voice lies. I will be telling the tales of user-centered designs out there in the wild. Tales of designs whose thoughts may have not yet been interpreted as being user-centered. Little bitty adventures of UX in the wild. I call them side quests, starting with a Buddhist burial temple. You read slash heard that correctly. Fighting the urge to fully knowledge dump here was really tough. I will be making a longer version of this section available for those who might like a good deep dive into this topic. But for now, I will attempt to keep it brief. In Japan, an overwhelming majority of the population chooses cremation, with, depending on the source you read, roughly 99% of all funerals involving this practice. Shinto and Buddhist traditions, the most popular Japanese religious practices, both favor cremation. Buddhism in particular regards cremation as a way to purify the body and facilitate the soul's journey to the afterlife. Additionally, Japan's limited land space and high population density make cremation a more practical and economical choice compared to burial. Government regulations and public policies also support cremation due to its environmental benefits and efficiency in managing remains. So a combination of religious beliefs, cultural practices, and practical considerations contribute to the near-universal preference for cremation in Japan. When it comes to death, how the body is processed is really only part of it, though. How the person and their remains are honored and remembered afterwards holds as much or even more importance to various cultures and religions. Among the vast majority, having a physical place to visit your loved one after they've passed on, whether to leave offerings, burn incense, celebrate, or reflect quietly, is essential. The Buddhists, having long been advocates for cremation, were the first to introduce the columbarium, a place for the storage of urns holding cremated remains. In Japanese, the term used is nokotsudo, which translates to bone-receiving hall. That term will make much more sense if you check out the longer version of this. Originally built in ancient Asia, these structures were very elaborate and patterned after traditional Buddhist temples. Today, a nokutsudo is either attached to a Buddhist temple or a cemetery. These structures allow those who knew the deceased to visit for traditional memorials. This brings me to the Kokokuji Buddhist Temple in Tokyo and Yajima Taijun, the temple's Jushoku, which is the head priest or monk. When Kokuji reached its capacity, Yajima was left with a choice. Instead of investing in traditional cemetery space, in 2014, he built the Ryuden Columbarium. Given that I just mentioned that columbariums are far from a new idea, this may not seem like a big deal. Ryuden may have started out like the others with its temple-esque exterior, but Yajima has proven to be quite the UX designer. What Ryuden is now took a couple of years to evolve to, and it ended up sparking a movement of sorts. When you walk through the doors into the hexagon building, you are immediately surrounded by over 2,000 crystal Buddhas, each one representing the remains behind it, and each one luminous. When someone comes to visit Ryuden, they type in the name of the deceased, or they pull out a smart card, like the ones used in Tokyo subway, with a chip in it. After the code or card is used at the entrance, every Buddha in there lights up blue, except for one. The one that they're there to visit shines a bright white. According to Yajima, Buddhism has always been state-of-the-art. It's quite natural to use technology along Buddhism. It's no conflict at all. He also went on to tell Caitlin, quote, "All of this evolved. For example, we were started with a touchpad when you type in your family member's name. One day I saw an old woman struggle to type a name in, so that's when we got the smart cards. She just had to tap the card and can immediately find her dead person." From her book, quote, "Yajima headed back into the keypad controller and instructed us to stand in the center of the room. The autumn scene, he announced, and the formation of Buddhas turned yellow and brown with shifting red patches like piles of freshly fallen leaves. Winter scene, and the Buddhas turned stone drifts of light blue and white. Shooting star, and the Buddhas turned purple as white spots jumped from Buddha to Buddha, like a stop-motion animation of the night sky. Instead of endless rows of granite walls where ashes reside behind etched names of the dead, Yajima had a vision. Quote, The afterlife of Buddhism is filled with treasures and light, he said. In designing Ruden, Yajima was creating, quote, an afterlife along the path of Buddha. When Caitlin asked Yajima why he had designed Ruden the way he did, his response was impassioned. We had to act. We had to do something. Japan has fewer children. Japanese people are living longer. The family is supposed to look after your grave, but we don't have enough people to look after everyone's grave. We had to do something for those people left behind. When Yajima built Ruden, he, quote, thought of the man who doesn't have any children and says, what will I do? Who will pray for me? Each morning, Yajima enters Ruden and punches in the day's date. Buddha's then glowing yellow represent those who have died on that day. Yajima then lights incense and prays for them. He remembers them, even if there's no family left to do so. For an elderly man or woman with no remaining family, the glowing Buddhas at Ruden will act as their afterlife community. Yajima may be a powerful priest, but he is also a designer. Quote, when I pray, I also think about creating. How do we create something new, filled with dazzling light? How do we create new Buddhas? For him, the act of prayer is essential to creativity. Quote, every time I pray, the different ideas pop up. I'm not a man who sits at a desk to create a plan. It's all while I'm praying. What if Ruden fills up with ashes? Caitlin asked him. Quote, if it fills up, then I will consider a second or a third. Yajima smiled. I'm already thinking of them. As designers, we have focused on websites, apps, digital products, and how to make them accessible. Yajima took that and applied it to life. He saw a pain point needing more space for remains that still allow people proper honoring, and he then created a solution and continues to adapt it as needed to make sure all can access the remains of their loved ones. After Ruden opened, many took his lead and tried to replicate or create new solutions of their own, including designs for a floating columbarium. Think cremation cruise ship, but respectful. Proposed for the off the coast of Hong Kong. When we begin to look around and find pain points that exist in life and design solutions to them that are accessible to everyone, this world will truly be a better place. Until then, I'm going to continue to find examples and create my own as I wander along these side quests.